Africans. If you go to Indonesia, they eat different food. If you go to China, Chinese Muslims eat Chinese food. So these are just qualities and characteristics of culture that Islam leaves within the realm of mubah, within the realm of norm, within the realm of custom. But when the culture has a custom that goes against the teachings of Islam, then it is incumbent upon the people within that culture, when they embrace Islam, to relinquish those things and to abandon them. That's what the Muslim is commanded to do, to leave jahiliya, to leave the ignorance of the previous life. So when we do that, what we're doing is we're submitting to a teaching. And what we are saying, and this is the power of religion over the mind of the human creature. Because when a human being embraces a religion, what they are doing is they are recognizing there is truth outside of my experience. I recognize that truth and I'm submitting to that truth. And so a person who fully surrenders to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing at that point to abandon his previous or her previous worldview for the truth. And that's an amazing thing. And people have done it. Historically, people have done that. The human being can do that. If you look at when Islam moved to Africa, see, Islam civilized Africa in the same way that Christianity civilized Europe to a certain degree. Every culture is based on a book. It is the book that civilizes people. It is the book that brings consciousness to people. It is the book that humanizes people. And every culture has a book. And the book of Islam is the Quran. The book of the Muslim peoples is the Quran. So when the Muslims went to Africa, they went into cultures that had many, many jahiliya practices. And they abandoned those practices for the truth of Islam. But then the practices reemerge. And this is an interesting phenomenon, because we have to ask, where is this reemergence from? Where is it coming from? To give you an example, I don't know how many people know about Burning Man. Anybody here know about Burning Man? Burning Man is a phenomenon in California that started, I think, about 10 or 15 years ago, where a man who had lovelorn troubles, he'd lost his girlfriend or something, and somebody told him, we should do something to get your mind off this. So they decided to build a 40-foot man of wood and burn him. Like, whatever gets you through the night, right?